Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, September the 12th. The grains closed mixed with December corn down 14 and a quarter cents, closing at 352 and a half. November beans up 8 and a quarter cents, closing at 840. And December wheat down 12 cents at 506 and three quarters. Well, it looks like just about everybody got this report wrong. They raised the corn yield 2.9 bushels to the acre. They raised the production 240 million bushels. They raised the carryout 90 million bushels. Certainly not what they were looking for in the corn, and down she went. And we made a new low close, but we didn't make a new low. Contract low is 350 and a quarter. We got down to 350 and three quarters, bounced a couple of cents off of that, but still a very poor close. Wheat down 12 cents. They came out with raising the Russian wheat crop. How they could do that, I think they raised it a couple of million metric tons. So everybody, you know, believes that the Russians will be in the wheat market for quite a while and the U.S. won't get any of that business. So down we went. World carryouts were raised slightly. Again, considering Australia and Russia, it's hard to know where they're getting these numbers from. It's hard to believe that they would jump the corn almost three bushels an acre after what they did last month, but they did it again. Now, the beans, on the other hand, it came out 1.2 bushels higher than a month ago. They raised the carryout to 845. That's up 60 million bushels. The immediate reaction was to break about 2 or 3 cents, and then we went straight up, rallied at 22 cents off of those lows, closed within a nickel of our highs. It was not a key reversal. We did not close over the previous day's high. Why the beans would rally, the reason the beans rallied is there was a rumor out. It wasn't a rumor. Apparently, they came out and said they're going to try to restart talks with China. Now, apparently, the U.S. issued an invitation to China. They've apparently accepted. It rallied the Dow Jones 170 points off of its lows. The Dow Jones, you know, up to 5 minutes ago was back lower on the day. It broke the better part of 200 points off of those highs. So obviously the stock market doesn't believe that the trade war news is ultimately positive. So, and I don't know what to make of the beans except the fact that, as we have pointed out, bigger crops get bigger. The corn crop, despite the problems that they've had out there, is massive. I think next month's bean number is going to be huge. If we're at 845 now, you know, I think we can certainly bump up the yields another bushel at least. Now, offsetting that somewhat is how much damage is going to be done by the hurricane. If we lose half the crop in the Carolinas and half in Virginia, we're going to lose 50 million bushels of beans. So ultimately, if the carryout is 900, we're back to 850. You know, where is a rally going to take us in this bean market? So I think the pros are going to be very willing sellers on any rallies in this market. I just don't see any real reason for this thing that we've rallied here today. I think this Chinese nonsense was the first thing that rallied it. We rallied it after making a contract low. We rallied it about 13, 14 cents. And then we rallied it another 12 or 13 cents after the report came out. I don't think it's a major changer out here. I still think this bean crop's getting much bigger. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Edge.